Israeli troops have clashed with Palestinians protesting against the regime's restrictive measures imposed on the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem, Al-Quds. The clash has occurred as thousands of Palestinian worshippers gathered around the mosque for evening prayers. A number of Palestinians were injured in the unrest. Two Jordanians have been killed in a shooting incident at Israel's embassy in Amman. An Israeli has also been seriously wounded in the shooting. The police are investigating the attack. The area has been sealed off and security forces have been deployed to the compound. The secretary of Iran's National Security Council has called for a united front against terrorism following the liberation of Mosul from Daesh. Ali Shamkhani said national unity and integrity in Iraq would guarantee the country's stability and security and serve the interests of all Iraqis. Official figures show that the British government approved selling arms to Saudi Arabia even after a deadly Saudi bombardment on a funeral in Yemen. Data from Campaign Against Arms Trade say the $368 million sale included combat aircraft, missiles, and bombs to the kingdom. In Turkey, police have detained dozens of people protesting against the detention of two imprisoned teachers. The police also used tear gas and water cannons to disperse the protesters in Ankara city center. The two teachers have been jailed over accusations of belonging to a banned far-left group. At least 9 people have died and many more face life-threatening injuries after being crammed in the back of an overheated 18-wheeler in the U.S. city of San Antonio. Police say they believe the incident is linked to people smuggling. The truck driver has been arrested. The Venezuelan president says a controversial election will go ahead next weekend for a new Congress. Nicolas Maduro called on the opposition to respect the vote. The opposition, however, has vowed to boycott the election, saying Maduro wants to use the Constituent Assembly to cling to power. And that was Press TV's News in Brief.